It's your home for everything movies. The latest releases, reviews, what's hot at the box office, and all things Hollywood. Hollywood.
Thanks to the Forum 610 Worth and Wagga Wagga and the Odeon 5 Orange.
It's Talking Flicks with JT and Grant Lee.
Well, hello. How you doing? I hope you've had an awesome week. We are now at Thursday and we're talking movies. JT here and the wonderful Mr. Lee. Now, would you like a...
Thank you to all my fans. Thank you.
They've all turned up for you today, mate. So you better put on a good show.
I will. I'll be very good today, as I am every week. I was nice to you last week.
Yeah, you were. I mean, sometimes when you're nice, it is a bit scary, you know? Like, I'm just... It's like I'm waiting. I'm
waiting
for the bubble to burst.
Yeah, you're waiting. You're just... Is he going to... Yeah.
I don't know where you're going with that. But hey, how was your Easter? How did you go? Was the Easter Bunny good to you this year?
He was, and I did bring some of my Easter eggs in today.
Oh, the 15 hollow eggs. Yeah.
Because you know what? This, I don't know whether you do it, but these little eggs, these ones are my favourite. But what you do is you've got to bite the top off of them and then put milk inside, stir it around a bit, and then you drink the milk, and it's like a chocolate milk. Have you ever done that?
No, I can't say I've done that.
It must be just my family, because my brother and sisters, we used to do that as kids, and my kids do it now.
So, it sounds good. Yeah. It does sound good. So 15-pack there. How many have you gone through? I can't see. Have you got?
No, because I've only got... 2, 4, 6, 7 left.
Oh, so I had a few.
How was your Easter?
It was good. I mean, it was good. It was, not much chocolate this year. It's been too expensive.
Hasn't it?
Yeah.
Actually, can I say, Wendy bought that. It was on half price and it was still $9 for that.
Yeah, I know. It's ridiculous. I was seeing earlier this week, though, marked down to $2, $3. So you've got to go at the right time. Why can't we just celebrate Easter on the Tuesday? You know.
Wouldn't that be good? Oh, yeah, just like Boxing Day.
Yeah, that's right. Wait till the specials come on. Great time of year. Love Easter. Love the Easter Bunny. And we hope you had a great Easter too. How is Easter at the movies? It's good to see some people getting in to check out some of the new releases.
Oh, it was. It was so good. All sites were quite busy. Mario, of course, which we'll find out later in the podcast, but Mario was probably the number one movie of the whole weekend. Everyone was going to see that. I did actually go and see Project Hail Mary, and if you need to see one movie this week, you need to see this one on the big screen. This is a big screen movie you must see. On the big screen.
Now, just so everyone, if you've missed previous podcasts, Grant did call this the movie of the year. Okay, now he, I know he's gone off too soon, right? This is now this is now April. Geez, Mr. That's a massive call from you.
Oh, it is. But you know what? After watching it, I can see why. You laugh, you cry, you're on the edge of the seat, and it's all for basically two characters. That's all you see in the movie. You do see other people, but in the majority of the movie, it's just Ryan Gosling and this puppet that you just go, which is named Rocky, who it's not a puppet, but it's a alien. But it's brilliant. It is so good.
I still think it's a big call. I'm holding my cards close to my chest before I make a call like that. I'm going to wait a few more months, I think. Enter Devil Wears Prada 2 very soon. I think that could be potentially one of the biggest movies. I think Toy Story is on the way, Toy Story 5. So there's a few other big ones, Mr. Lee, before we go honking the horn, right?
Yeah, I know. Well, can I say it'll be this month or last month, because it opened last month. It'll be the biggest movie until those ones come out.
Well, you did well, Mr. Lee. You managed to get 4 minutes in before...
Oh, how good is that? I've done well.
Yeah, I don't think so. Anyway, we'll see how we go. No, this is good. We will find out at the end of the year whether or not This is correct, but it's good to hear, and I do like it when you have a big cinema release. So if you haven't seen Project Hail Mary, you've heard from Mr. Lee, it's the movie to go and see. There are some big movies out this week, and we'll get to those very soon. Also coming up on the potty, we're going to go around the screens get an idea of what's coming up at the Forum 6 and Odeon 5 cinemas. We'll go around the world with our top fives and see what the big hitters are, especially after the Easter long weekend. And Grant Lee, as usual, hits the red carpet with some real news. Do you want to give us a little quick 10-second teaser?
Look, something about Mario Galaxy movie and also something about Christopher Nolan and Sam Mendes. So, yes, you'll have to wait and listen to find out more about that.
Heaps of great movies coming to a cinema near you.
Here's a peek at what's on the big screen this week.
Was 13 seconds, so I'll give you a bit of a reprieve there. Sorry. Okay. Still, we're looking forward to that a bit later on. In the meantime, let's get into some new movies. And Mr. Lee, we're going to start with You, Me, and Tuscany. This looks really good. I do like this. Halle Berry in this one. Marco Calvani. It sounds good.
And you actually did really well because, of course, Tuscany is in Italy. And so a lot of it was filmed in Italy. It is a rom-com, which I must say you and I do like rom-coms.
Yes, we do.
So that's why, yeah. It is all about a young lady who does go over there. The story centers around Anna, a 20-something American woman who feels like her life is stalled. She's lost a job, her house, and her confidence until she goes over to Tuscany. If you want to go somewhere, that's where you would go, wouldn't you?
It's where you go. Then she has this chance meeting with a guy called Matteo, who's an Italian man who mentions his family's empty villa in Tuscany. And this comes up with quite a reckless idea. Let's have a listen.
So let me get this straight. You mean it's a random rich white boy?
He's Italian.
Salute. I'm Matteo.
And you think that that's a sign to fly to Italy tonight?
He told me about his big old villa. Just sitting there.
Empty.
Don't come calling me from no Tuscan jail.
Ciao.
First time to Tuscany?
My first time pretty much anywhere. Hello?
Who leaves an engagement ring in a junk drawer?
What are you doing here?
This is all a really big misunderstanding.
She's marrying Matteo.
Yes! I do.
You can pretend to be his fiance, or you go to prison. Either way, it's very romantic.
I've got to get out of here.
Oh!
Buongiorno. Gabriella wants to give you a tour of the vineyard.
Why?
Aren't you getting married then?
Oh. This was fun.
Okay.
You pretended to be the white Italian man's fiance, but ended up catching feelings for the black Italian cousin brother? Is he fine though?
This is too much. Is that rain?
Whoa. Oh my God.
You can eat, pray, and love me, baby.
Matteo, I can explain.
Oh, I love the accents. Matteo. It's good, isn't Tuscany?
You know, that music was so good, too.
It was great, wasn't it? Love it. Escapade, mm-hmm. Bit of Janet. And we should go there to Tuscany, Mr. Lee. We should take the podcast to Tuscany one
now
week, don't you reckon?
Talking.
Yeah.
While we eat pasta, we could be slurping the pasta. Oh, it's one place I do want to go is Italy. I would love to go there.
Be good fun. Yeah, I agree.
It would be.
So that is You, Me, and Tuscany. Also, now, Rebel Wilson, we love Rebel. She's always been a favourite on this show. And now, Mr. Lee, our very own Rebel, she's got herself a feature film directorial debut. It's called The Deb. Very, very Aussie, this one. this country town, which is typical of what you expect with these Deb balls, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And as you said, this is Rebel Wilson's first. This was our mystery movie a few weeks ago. Do you remember when we had that mystery movie and we couldn't talk about it until after, and it was The Deb. So, yeah, I'm so excited for her to do this because she got all her inspiration from movies like Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, The Sapphires, Muriel's Wedding, all great movies. And for a musical comedy, that's not something you see every day, is it?
No, it's certainly not. And I've got to say, from the trailer, I was blown away. I do like those kind of movies, although I'm not a big musical fan.
When
there's hard-thumping music and they're dancing and it sounds great, and that's what you're going to hear in just a second when we play the trailer, you'll be immediately sucked into it. But I agree, and I think it's kind of – this one's filtered in more through the modern era compared to those films. Yes. You know, you've got teen culture, social media, which is huge, and they're calling it contemporary feminism. You definitely get that when you get Rebel Wilson. So should we have a listen to the Deb?
Let's do it.
There's a Moments We've Made with your host, Maeve Barker. Our story starts in Dunburn, also known as the asshole of Australia.
I'm sorry, you're taking away valuable oxygen from my cigarette.
Oh, sorry.
You should be.
Yeah, that's your daughter.
My mum's punishing me because I staged a protest.
I think I might be the feminist voice of our generation.
My life.
You have a debutante ball here?
Yeah. It's like pretty white dresses, coming out to society.
This town is where feminism has come to die.
I don't have a Deb date, and I need one if I want to go.
I'll get you a date.
The air is thick with masculinity and the unmistakable mask of Lynx Africa.
I was just wondering maybe if you wanted to go to the Deb with me, maybe.
I'm going with Chantel. Oh. See you there. Oh. Having a party, drinking Bacardi, set some shit on fire. Body glitter on tonight, I'm gonna
sweat. Doing cool shit that I never will regret. Well, this has been lovely. Thank you, so much fun.
Taylor, Taylor.
Your friends in the city must love you.
Maeve Barker is a bully.
Yeah. I want someone to, like, actually like me.
Oh, my God.
I do not understand why you're so desperate to settle. Look at where nice gets you.
You know, your mum loves you very much, exactly as you are.
Go, Taylor! I realise that the Deb is more than just a tradition. It's about getting to feel special.
So bad. You've embarrassed me. I'm gonna go network.
Hey, Razzy, let me hold your mullet back.
Well, not only does Rebel Wilson participate in the movie, she directs as well. It's her debut. And she's in there with Shane Jacobson, which you heard, Natalie Abbott. Who do you like, Mr. Lee? Who do you like out of this one? Who are you? Yeah. Tell us.
I'm looking at three people. Shane Jacobson, because I know him and he's a nice guy. Rebel Wilson, who I like, and I'd like to meet her. I reckon she'd be fun to have a dinner party. But the other one I'm looking forward to is Tara Morris, who was Fran in Strictly Ballroom. Remember Strictly Ballroom all those years ago, back in 1992?
Why do we keep talking about this movie? I know. Spoke about it last week, right? Now we're doing it again.
But yeah, so those three. I'm really looking forward to those movies.
Yeah, really good, isn't it? Natalie Abbott as well. She's one of the big stars of that too. So that is the Deb. Also screening this week, we have the drama Ghost Hoppers, which has been huge. I Swear, The Magic Far Away Tree, great for the school holidays. Project Hail Mary, which Mr. Lee has absolutely raved about, so you know it's going to be good. Take his word for it. Ready or Not 2, Here I Come, Reminders of Him, Scream 7, The Super Mario Galaxy Movie, Wuthering Heights, and they are just some of the movies out. You can check your local cinema website or box office to see what's screening.
From every corner of the globe, let's find out what's reigning supreme in your backyard. With the Talking Flicks Top 5.
Yeah, we should.
We should. Well, let's go. I'm going to go off today to the first place. I was going to do the US because I know you don't like talking about the US. So,
definitely not.
But we're not. We're going to a very nice place. It's called Turkey. Love it.
That's good. Turkish bread, right?
Oh, isn't that the greatest?
I don't know. Is that Turkish? I don't know. I'm assuming Turkish delight.
Yeah. Well, Turkish delight. Well, you know, in Turkey, they just call it delight. But anyway, let's go. That's a dad joke. Number five is Catelyn. Number four is the drama. Number three is kibble. Number two is Project Hail Mary. And number one for Turkey. The Super Mario Galaxy movie.
Well, it's no surprise, it had to be there.
No surprise.
That is the top five for Turkey. Let's do the top five now for Oz. And it looks like this. Five is Hoppers. Number four is The Magic Faraway Tree. Number three is The Drama. Number two is Project Hail Mary. And number one for Oz. It's a me, Mario, the Super Mario Galaxy movie. Great to see it there. And I think one of the biggest movies of the year. Now, I noticed I didn't say mislead the biggest movie. I said one of the biggest movies of the year. And I think it's definitely going
to be. One of the biggest movies of the year. That's a good call. I'd say that too.
Yeah. Well, we'll find out a bit later on, I suppose. Time will tell. That's your top fives.
From the red carpet to the big screen and everything in between, it's Talking Flicks Real News.
And you can talk about it again, Mr. Lee, in your birthday suit because it's top of the pops now, Real News, this week.
It certainly is. Look, it has grossed globally $370 million in its first weekend, which our weekend is 4 days. So for something like that, that is the biggest Hollywood release for 2026 so far. So that is massive, absolutely huge. Now, some exciting news. I mentioned at the beginning of this podcast about Sam Mendes. Well, he is in at the moment doing four separate Beatles films. Now, this has never been done before. And what it is, it's a perspective of each Beatle. So you'll see Ringo and his way of what happened, and then you'll see Paul's, John's, and also the other dude. What was the other dude's name? I can't remember.
Paul, Ringo, John. Ringo, John.
Paul and...
Oh, this is bad.
The other dude.
This is bad. Yeah, that's really bad. It can't be the other dude. Anyway. You can't just leave him there because would you say he was the least important one?
Probably.
You reckon?
Yeah, Paul, Peter, and Mary. No, it's not them.
George Harrison.
George Harrison.
He was good.
That's a good they're going to release the four movies at the same time. And as I said, it's a different band member's perspective of how they got where they got. So you might be watching four movies, but it's all going to be very different. So very exciting. And they're also tipping yet again, they're saying it again, and I've said this before as well, Christopher Nolan's The Odyssey. It's going to be a massive, massive movie for the year. It's had a big, big budget, and it's also been filmed all around the world, but they're saying it is going to be massive. Now, the other exciting news is John Travolta is also doing his first ever directing of movie, and it's going to open in Cannes when they have the big movie awards in Cannes. So that's next. Actually, it's later in the year. Cannes is, isn't it? That kind of starts everything off. So, but John Travolta doing a great job. So I actually don't mind John Travolta. I think he's done some good movies over the years. Have you? What's your favourite John Travolta?
Face Off.
Oh, Face Off? Yes.
Face Off. I do like that one. You like Grease. I loved him in Grease. That was very good.
Grease, Michael, right? Hairspray. Yeah, it's really good. That's my week on the red carpet.
Get out your calendar as we go around the screens. Here's what's coming up at the Forum 6 in Odeon 5 Cinemas.
Look, we've got so much happening coming up. In Tamworth, Wagga and Orange, we've got our ladies' movie night happening on the 29th. Wagga and Tamworth have sold out. I believe Odeon still have some tickets left. May 10, we've got the National Theatre Live, All My Sons. May 13, the 40th anniversary of Top Gun. And then May 16 and 17, Shrek, the 25th anniversary screening, which will be exciting. And I, in Tamworth, will be getting Iron Maiden, the burning, is it Ambitious? Ambition, I think it's called, which will be happening on May 8 and 10. So I'm very excited to be getting that. Now, in Orange, they're on April 26 and 29, they've got the next film society. It's called Surratt. Which is a drama thriller, and it will be only on those 2 days screening. So make sure you get your tickets when that comes available.
Yeah, and if you want to go and book any of those shows, those movies, forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. And make sure you do, because as you can see with The Devil Wears Prada to the girls' nights and things like that, the ladies' movie nights, they do sell out very quickly, especially when Grant's handing out movie goodie bags. Yes. I know he has mine somewhere. I know he's not saying, but I know he's got it there.
I'm sure you want some eye makeup.
Well, I don't know what's in there. It says goodie bag, and it's got to be some good stuff in there. I mean, right?
Yeah. Women will love it.
Well, it's free, right? So I'll take it. Hey, Facebook Marketplace, all right? Everything, you know, if someone's trash, it's someone's treasure, right?
So true.
Now, over next week, let's talk about some of these movies. Lee Cronin's The Mummy. This has got Jack Rayner in it. The young daughter of a journalist disappears into the desert without a trace. Now, you've got me hooked. I'm done.
Yeah.
That's yeah. And then down the track, the family, the broken family, they're quite shocked when she's returned to them. But then this reunion turns into a nightmare. Whew, horror. Yeah.
Horror. Great. Fantasy. Ooh. Look, the one I'm looking forward to next week opening is Fuse. Now, this one got Aaron Taylor-Johnson, Theo James, Sam Worthington, and it's all about when they find an unexploded World War II bomb in the middle of London while they're trying to dig up and rebuild, but they have to evacuate part of the city.
Wow, that sounds good. Sounds great. So far, I'm seeing two movies I want to go and see, and it gets even better because next week, finally, and I cannot wait to play the trailer for this because I love Michael Jackson music. Michael, the biography, drama, history movie. It's finally here. Jaffa Jackson in it. Jafar, I should say. Coleman Domingo. List goes on. But lots to talk about this one. You know, everyone's been waiting for it, especially big MJ fans, to see how this all plays out.
Oh, yeah. Yep. And I think if you saw the musical, this one you will want to see. This, as JT said, opens on Wednesday next week. And I'm so excited. Can't wait.
I do want to know, though, do you know much about the movie? Like, have you heard much about it? Because what I want to know is it controversial? Like, is that – because he was a very, very complicated man.
He was.
Because, you know, I've seen some documentaries and some of them are like, you know. Like, is this just about his music or is it about some of the controversy surrounding some of the things that he did that or he didn't do that, you know, had people in question?
Well, from what we've been told, and like we get a lot of synopsises and all that sort of thing, a lot of things they're saying that it is about his process on how he did his music, but also a bit of his personal life. What in his personal life, we're not sure whether it will be that or not. I know MJ the Musical didn't have any of his personal life. It was all about his music. So this might be a little bit more detailed, but not. I'm sorry, but his music we can't fault. Like, no, he was a brilliant musician.
Can't. I reckon let's leave that stuff out. Let's just let's focus on the music.
Me too.
Because the guy was just a freaking legend.
He was. And, you know, for someone who could do what he did in music and change the way of music, it's a great thing.
You know, like I've got to really give a bit of MJ some credit because he did teach me my party trick that I've done. You know, I can do the moonwalk. I think I've told you that a few times. So very good with that, yeah. So I don't want to gloat, but it's pretty good.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Next week you'll be able to show me. You mean more?
Well, if you want to see it, you're going to have to make sure you move some of the furniture around here because it's a bit tight. Yeah, but I'm happy
it is a bit crowded in this room.
In this studio. I'm happy to bust it out, though. We'll do that next week at Talking Flicks HQ. We are done, Mr. Lee. We're going to get out of here. We are back tomorrow with our Flickster. What are we doing tomorrow? Super Mario, right?
Yeah, and our Talking Flickster, he is so excited to talk about it.
I look forward to that. That's tomorrow. In the meantime, I thought that I'd get out... some 80s for you. Because we're, you know, with MJ and a bit of 80s synths. I thought you'd appreciate this. Because this is... What year does this bring back to you? What year do you go back to with this?
This brings back... What year? It probably brings back the year I had here.
Yeah, okay, that's good to know. Was that 81? Well, anyway... We'll leave you with some 80s synths. We get out of here. And also, you're going to share one of those Easter eggs with me because I've been eyeing them off the whole time and you haven't even...
Well, will you try it with milk?
It's a tough one. Yeah, we can do it with milk. That's fine.
I'll do it.
All right. Do I get two?
I'll share. Yeah. Okay. You need one normal and one with milk. How's that?
Now I've got five left. sorry, Mr. Lee. Have a lovely day. Oh, thank you, because she's just so kind. Yeah. And we're getting along so well. Let's just end while we can, right?
Yeah. I agree.
Have a good Thursday, and we will catch you tomorrow, bright and early, for our Flickster Super Mario. Catch you then. Have a good one.
Bye for now.
Want more Talking Flicks? Get your fix with every episode, anywhere, anytime.
Just search Talking Flicks on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au.
Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.